Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Today is opening day of Major League Baseball, isn't it?
Is it?
I know they had that one game in Japan or something that was supposed to be the opening game or whatnot. You can't count that. I think today is the regular opening day of the regular season. This is like, why are our professional sports catering to foreign markets and stuff?
That's a good question.
I just hate it.
Yeah. Are there a lot of Japanese players? I know there's a few, but in the MLB.
Yeah.
Are there a significant amount of Japanese players now?
Not like Hispanic players. I mean, the Hispanic players are pretty much, you know, it's about probably, I don't know, 95-5 in the major leagues, where 95% of the players are Hispanic and then 5% are Japanese. There are no Americans left.
No.
Not a single one, it doesn't seem like.
Not a one.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I know they like their baseball over there.
They just don't have it.
Yeah. They do like their baseball. Wait, where are we?
In Japan. I know it's like huge. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they've always been. They were big on baseball and you know, got the attention of American baseball players and everything before the Latin American countries did.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. But once the Latin American players, you know, figured out how to get in the American major leagues, it was like, from that point on, no major league team ever wanted to sign another white American. And I think they've stuck to that pretty well.
Mm.
Did you see your boy Paul Skeens, his rookie card, 1/1, sold for over $1 million?
No.
Yeah, just this past weekend. $1.1 million for his rookie card.
Crazy.
I think it was.
So I wonder what's going to happen first. Are they, because he's super great. He's a superhero kind of guy on the pitcher's mound. What's going to happen first? Is he going to be asked to leave the league, or are they going to figure out a way to make him Hispanic?
Maybe that.
Because, I mean, something's got to give.
Yeah. I don't know.
You see that? They take all the white American players in the room and go, "All right, look, these are your choices of new nationalities you have to become. You can be Japanese if you want to be. You can be all of these Latin American countries, and no Russian, no Swedish, none of it. These are your choices: Latin American countries and Japan."
What do you think they'll do for that? Just get them just decked out?
I don't know.
Just get them decked out.
Decked out.
Your husband was probably the only Swedish.
Swedish?
Swedish player out there. You can't have that.
I'm Blum. Last name, Blum.
Blum. My cleats are made of wood.
he's on skis. Yeah. Snow skis.
Yeah. I was born with the skis. Yeah.
And who did he play for?
Pittsburgh and what's that other one?
Detroit.
Oh man, those Pirates uniforms are so ugly too.
The Pirates uniforms are pretty bad. Yeah,
that's why I hate that Paul Skeens went there.
Yeah,
because he went from LSU with those really cool purple uniforms and all that to Pirates uniforms.
They wore LSU wore a purple top and yellow pants last year. I thought that was really not good.
Yeah.
Really?
I think they mixed it up, and I remember thinking, what the hell is that?
No, I've never seen. And you're talking about football or baseball?
Baseball.
That had to be a mistake. Yeah.
Let me find.
Because they usually wear the purple jerseys in baseball. They wear them with gray pants or white pants. Mm-hmm. White pants.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to a school with good colors. Ever. Ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
I don't like purple and gold. I like purple. I don't like purple and that yellow together.
Yeah,
you know.
But then Paul Skeens having to wear that black and yellow.
That's that. I don't care for that either.
I don't like yellow with anything, to be honest.
Yeah. We ought to write him a letter. Have you ever considered changing your team's colors?
Yeah.
What were the? You were a Bobcats. What was that?
Terrible.
Orange and navy.
Yeah, it was orange. Terrible. And navy.
Yeah. All I wanted was those Hornets colors.
Yeah, the Hornets have really cool colors, and the Carolina Panthers uniforms are really awesome.
Yeah, those look great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, before my
get
time.
Get back in it. Get back in it.
Yeah, you still got time.
Actually, auditions are coming up. I was just going to tell y'all today that I'm going to try out again.
You're trying to be a horny bee.
Yeah.
The auditions start today.
A cougar bee. They're coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't invite former players to come on and like assess or judge or anything, right?
They do.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't you judge about every year?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's like an immediate like cutoff? Like is it all about skill or is it looks? Is it everything?
There's a whole list of things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. They give you a whole pamphlet of like everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Looks, talent, videos, photos. You know, they have to submit videos, submit photos.
And really?
It's a whole thing. Hmm. I don't think I'll get to do it again though, because our coach is no longer there. So we'll see though. I don't know. Bringing somebody in.
I would mark off points if when they screamed, their voices were annoying.
100%. That's probably why they're not going to ask me back. They're like, she's like this now, but it's true. Like, if you talk like this, you're out. Yeah. Like when they come up front and say their name.
I have always been inspired by women who have laid the foundation for all of us to do what we want.
Throat punch.
And I never thought about trying out until Deanna, my best friend, told me that I should.
You know what's funny, though? Now that you mention it, when we were auditioning, we had to speak well because we were going to interviews. I mean, you know, I was on the radio with you guys. That's how we met.
Yeah.
And now I don't know what they have. What do they have to choose from?
That and I don't care what you cussing nonstop. That's the way young girls talk now.
Yeah.
But you had to be at things like with businesses and all that for ribbon cutting ceremonies and all kinds of things.
We had to give speeches. I mean, it was
speeches.
It was more so about that than even dancing when I was on the team. I mean, we had to go to schools and public speak and
Was there like a morality clause that you guys had to follow, like where you couldn't act up off the court or whatever?
Yes. And another thing I was thinking about, which I don't know if they do that now, we could not post anything political, nothing. It doesn't matter what side you're on. You're not posting anything political, nothing controversial. I mean, anything on social media wasn't allowed.
Hmm. Yeah. And they probably, if Lindsay hadn't been close to retiring, they probably wouldn't have wanted her being full-time member of our show, because we obviously we'll talk about controversial things and stuff like that.
Well,
she would get caught up in the middle of.
Well, that could be true. They always seem so proud of me, though. But I mean, it's true. I don't even know what today's time is like.
Yeah, I bet they wouldn't allow
anything political either.
Yeah.
Still.
I would assume.
Probably more that way now.
Yeah, yeah. Probably.
And mm-hmm. We didn't really have social media when I first started, so.
But then again, how much, you know, political stuff do you think they have on their minds?
Well, that's rude, but
okay. No, I'm serious. I mean, that's
I know what you're
saying. That's not what they're thinking about. Right. They're thinking about, you know,
what are they thinking about?
They're thinking about dancing and they're thinking about
about
cheering and
I know you mean it funny, but it's true. No, I'm literally not. No, I know what you're saying though. Mm-hmm. It could not be further from anything I was concerned about when I was that age and doing
like in your early 20s. Yeah. Right. It's like not a big thing.
Yeah. Now you do have occasionally some people that are loud about things.
Are they usually liberals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bless They're taught at a young age that, you know, they should be heard all the time.
Be loud.
Liberals are taught that, little liberals.
You can't hear me. Let me say it louder.
And that's why they always have those bumper stickers on their cars, too. They always got some kind of platform, and they got to always be reminding people, hey, I matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I matter more than you do. Mm-hmm. I care more than you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hear your pon-pons, girl. Get back out there.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Extra Funny is new 10 a.m. Eastern every weekday as a podcast. Listen or watch at tjriggins.com. Extra Funny is sponsored by Wear Playground. Get 20% off with code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a new TJ and Riggins Show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.